good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you may be. Yes, I am back again after another long pause in life that I've had and my step away. You know, I know we got a small little crowd right now, small little venue of people that continue to listen to my random podcast that I just spit out every now and then. And I appreciate y'all, and I appreciate that small little audience that I have with you guys. I really do. So I just want to say thank you again for listening, for chiming in, for sharing, for liking, subscribing, reposting, you know, whatever you may do, you know, with my podcast and with the little episodes that I make, you know, whether it's just a small like, a repost, a share, a comment, whatever it may be. I appreciate you because it's just letting me know that there's a possibility that my words are going out into the world and people are really taking them in, and it could really help change their life or affect their life in a positive way. So I appreciate that. And, you know, let's get the show started. Let's get it on a roll. Thank you guys again for listening today. I really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. So let's get this on. Let's get this rolling. Let's get this show going. Hello, hello, hello. It's been a good while since I've been on here to talk to you guys. It's been a good minute. It's been a cool, good, smooth minute. But I'm back, and I'm glad to say there's been a lot of changes in my life. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of turnarounds, a lot of spins, a lot of diagonal leaps here and there, you know, a few little setbacks, you know, took like 15 steps forward, you know, three little small steps back, took another 10 forward, hit another two back. So, you know, hitting about 25 steps forward and hitting about five back, you know, it's not that bad at all. You know, that's all you can expect out of life, really, is to continuously move forward. Have little setbacks here and there that are always going to come, no matter what. You're always going to have something, you know, trying to block you or trying to get in your way. But it is what it is. It's just the way you carry yourself and the way you handle those situations. So just think about that. Just think about that for a minute. Man, honestly, I don't even know where to begin because I don't even know where I left off with you guys last on my last podcast. You know, that's the crazy part. Man, you know, I'm out here on the West Coast, so what should I talk about, you know? Should I talk about the fires that is going on? You know, certain things that I see within, you know, certain aspects and certain programs that the government provides. You know, what is it? Should I just talk about my growth that I've had, you know, personally, from the last time you guys heard from me to now? You know, just trying to figure out what I should talk about right now and let you guys in on. I think I will save the programs for the county and, you know, just local government for another podcast. But as of now, what I'm thinking is I will do more about what's going on over in the West Coast, as well as my personal growth. So, you know, let's just start with what's going on in the West Coast. So first, you know, you got the recall of Governor Gavin Newsom. Which is it's a bit different. You know, I really don't like to touch on politics. I touch on politics a little bit, but I ain't trying to get in no fight with people because, you know what? I'm over the point of Democrats and Republicans because, you know, that's just a divide in the world. There's already enough divides. We don't need any more. Honestly, it's just like we should have two parties either focus one on human rights. So as I was saying before I got interrupted by a phone call, for the topics today, I think, you know, we're just going to go with, you know, a little bit of politics, which, you know, I touch on a little bit here and there, and what's going on in California with those politics lightweight, as well as the wildfires, and then my personal growth as well. So, you know, to start off, Democrat, Republican, two sides, right? You have the greater, the less evil on either end, whichever way you're viewing it. But in my mind, you know, it's just another way to divide us, keep us, you know, divided in a sense when it comes to unity within the states and unity all around in general. And it's unneeded and it's unwanted, most definitely. And it just causes a lot more issues and rifts, between society and the communities and people within society and the communities. So more or less, I feel like, you know, we should just have two different parties. One, focus on human rights and everything, focus around, you know, human stability and, you know, being able to live and make a living from the wages that we earn. And then have another party that is, you know, Green Earth Party, you know, the environmentalists, and, you know, making sure that everything is all good and in place, that the earth is living and is thriving, as well as the humans on it and the animals within the animal kingdom and the animal planet too. Basically just making sure all ecosystems are maintaining balance within each other, you know, human, animal, and Mother Nature as well. That's just my point of view. That's where my point of view is on, you know, political parties. There shouldn't be Republican and Democrat. It should be human life and human rights, as well as, ecosystem rights and values, maintainment, as I should say. You know, I'm looking for the correct words to use. Just maintaining a good ecosystem all the way around for all different ecosystems, and maintaining human life and making sure it's feasible and we're able to, you know, really reach those goals in life and be able to maintain them without things spiraling out of control or, you know, just costing outrageously, and, you know, basically just having outrageous costs for, you know, the simple life of living, the simple joy of living. That's just my point of view. So back to like the main topic of Governor Newsom recall. That's going on in California right now. I'm really not big into it. I'm not reading into everything. I haven't done my background on the man. You know, I haven't done anything in those regards to, you know, being able to properly say yes or no to recall the man. I do know that he's helped out in a sense, I want to say, you know, from what I see from the news and everything. But then also he hasn't, by throwing parties too during COVID and, you know, little things here and there. But, you know, everybody's guilty of doing things during COVID that they shouldn't have been doing. I do know that people were saying he was making money off of certain things while other places were shut down and his business that was related, was thriving. You could say, basically saying he was shutting down. Sorry for all the noise outside taking a walk, but basically saying he was shutting down certain organizations that his organization was related to, and not allowing them to thrive and make money, but allowing his own to thrive and make money, which it sucks and it hurts and it's wrong. But, you know, for my choice, you know, I voted no, just because, you know, it's also messing with the man and his lifestyle and his family. And I don't ever want to mess with somebody and their lifestyle and their family and their way to eat and live. So that is why I said no. What else is going on right now? Yeah, so let's move on to the next topic, folks. Alrighty, I'll see you on the next little segment. Now, as for California itself, what's going on? We got the wildfires going on throughout California, Northern and Southern California, which sucks and it hurts really bad. You know, there's nothing I can say really about it other than, you know, like there's a couple times where people were trying to commit arson, which kind of hurts me. Like, what y'all trying to do that for? You know, it's your home state. It's your hometown. What are y'all trying to do to, you know, burn this stuff? And what's the point? You know, because it ain't getting you nowhere. It ain't getting you nothing. Not at all. So, like, what's going on here with that? And then, you know, there's also... what else is going on in California, really? Honestly, the people that are arguing about, like, the mask and everything, you know, like, just let it be. If somebody wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. If they don't want to wear a mask, then don't make them wear a mask if they're outside. If it's not enforced in the rules for, like, inside, like, outside, or, you know, then leave it be. Just leave it be. So, I know the last little segment was a little, just done kind of quickly. And I do apologize for all the excess background noise. Next one, I will be putting my headphones back in and speaking with the headphone mic, so there's less background noise, per se. But yeah, so, you know, like I said, with the fires going on, there's nothing I can really speak about other than the, you know, the rude-ass people, excuse my French, committing arson and, you know, really just messing up, you know, California and messing up their home, wherever they may be living at in California, and really, you know, putting... you know, their neighbors at risk and their community members at risk. You know, I understand, you know, certain people are have certain mind states and certain people are going through certain things and they feel like if they take certain actions, it may help them out in the long run. But, you know, in actuality, it's hurting a lot of people. It's hurting them. It's hurting their community. It's hurting, you know, friends of friends, you know, acquaintances and other people in general. Which kind of sucks and it really hurts too. In which, you know, I can't speak on none of that because those are other people's mind states and their thoughts and their ideas based off of circumstances and situations that they are in. All I can say is that it's just a negative outcome to have and, for people to think that they need to commit that type of action to get their voice heard or, you know, feel heard, which sucks, and it really does. As for how I was speaking on the mask mandate real quick, yeah, you know, like, if that town is not forcing you to wear your mask outside and people are still wearing their mask outside while walking around and stuff, it's more or less like common sense, like leave them alone, let them be, they're doing their own thing, they feel like they're protected this way, so why not allow them to do so and continue to do so? You know, I don't see the point in others, you know, kind of giving them a hard time about it. You know, like, for instance, what's a good comparison? I don't know. You know, like a hat? You know, people want to wear hats to protect themselves from the sun. Other people don't. People wear glasses and sunglasses to protect their eyes, you know, from straining them, but also from the sun as well. Others don't. What else is there? You know, there's just a lot of different situations and circumstances that can be played into when it comes to the mask and people wearing masks and not wearing masks. So I just hope people really do take their time and understand that it's their choice. As long as it's not forced or it's a mandate, then let them be, let them live their life how they want to live their life. It's not affecting you other than you looking at them. And if you have an issue with looking at a person with a mask, then, you know, you might want to go back to the drawing board and really figure out what's going on within yourself and why that bothers you. when they're just trying to protect their own healthy, their wellness and be healthy as well, and protect their own health. Snap. What else is going on in the world, man? There's a lot going on in the world right now, with other world powers and world leaders and COVID and fires and people's views on other nationalities and views on life and views on, you know, just Earth in general and what's going on with it. So, you know, just stay tuned for the end of this, for this end of this episode of the podcast. And then we'll bounce right back to the next one. So thank you guys again for listening. Let me just touch down on one more topic and that will be the end of this episode. So thank you guys again for listening real quick on my comeback to the podcast and doing a good to okay job on, you know, getting my foot back in the door on starting these back up. So thank you guys again for listening, and I will be back with another episode. Alrighty, folks, so here I am back again for one of the last final segments of today. You know what? I'm not going to end with personal growth today. I think I will start out with personal growth tomorrow. So snap, I think one of the topics that I had spoke on earlier were like certain programs that, you know, the government provides for everybody in certain states. So over here in the West Coast, you know, we have like food stamps, you know, everybody has like Section 8 for the housing choice voucher and the project based voucher. You know, sometimes they have cash aid for children, temporary assistance for needy families. What else? You know, Medi-Cal and everything as such. So, you know, Medi-Cal is more foregoing, has a little more leeway when it comes to their program and how it's handled and distributed to the local members of the community. So Medi-Cal is pretty good and it's pretty nice up there with how they have things all planned out and settled out. As for food stamps and some housing programs like the housing choice voucher, I do know those are more limited, just because of income base and or income wise, you know, they're based off of income. And I know it's harder for people though, because, you know, what they want to look at is they want to look at a person's net pay. They want to look at their net pay. They want to look at somebody's paycheck and see what their net worth is from that paycheck. And they don't, or gross pay. They don't want to look at the net pay. They want to look at the gross pay. I apologize, everybody. It's the gross pay. They want to look at your gross pay. They want to look at what you receive before your benefits is taken out and before taxes are taken out. In my mind, which I don't find fair, honestly, I think it is wrong, and I don't know if disproportionate is correct, but if you look at, you know, like the information that's gathered, it kind of doesn't add up. Like, why would you go based off of somebody's gross pay instead of their net pay? Because the gross pay is before taxes and before benefits. So yeah, you know somebody may be getting $2,000 in gross pay, but, you know, when it comes down to reality, their net pay, what they take home after 2 weeks, is like $1,500. So that's a big $500 difference, because that's, you know, $300 and $200 right there. $300 on benefits and $200 taken out because of taxes, or $250 from taxes and $250 from benefits. And honestly, it's wrong. It's flat out wrong. So I feel like, you know, that's one thing that needs to be addressed when it comes to these programs that are open to the communities. You know, it's wrong, because you're going to look at somebody's gross pay instead of their net pay and try to have them live off of that. Like, okay, your gross pay is this, and we're going off your gross pay, and so that gross amount for the year is so much, which excludes you from our program. But in all actuality, you're taking home the net pay, and your net pay is $500 difference, and that's every 2 weeks. So that's $1,000 in a month that is different. And then if you do the math, that's about $12,000. That's $12,000 that is accounted for the program, but unaccounted in your paycheck. Tell me, is that not a big difference when it comes to living life and the price of living? Because, you know, things need to be calculated differently. You know, I do know, like, every year or two, they kind of look at the cost of living in each state. And, you know, the Section 8 program kind of bases its research around that. You know, the cost of living every year. But again, they are going with that gross amount instead of the net amount, which I, again, find it unfair. So in regards to that, you know, we as the people of the community, on it or not, should kind of really step up to the organization HUD, you know, and really write them and let them know that the community members that are receiving the assistance with this program, and even the community members that are not receiving the assistance with this program, all agree that the net is the one, the net pay of a person is what we should go off of instead of the gross pay. Because, you know, that's it's preventing a lot of people from getting out of the struggle. It is. Because if they went off of the net pay for a person, they would have a lot more room to work with. One, because they wouldn't be capping out. They wouldn't be hitting the cap for the program. So if they're not hitting the cap, they're able to receive more financial help due to their situation. And since they're able to receive more financial help, they would be able to save more, in a sense. Well, to me, it would. Because if you're going to calculate, you know, the net amount, and their net amount for the year is $12,000 different from the gross amount. That's $12,000 that they do not have and would not count towards receiving that benefit for that program, in which they would receive more money from that program for their rent or for their food stamps, so that they could provide food for their family and be able to save more cash from their paycheck and be able to set up different savings accounts for different funds that they need, you know. So say they're saving up for college for their child, saving up to buy a home for a down payment, for, you know, rainy day funds. You know, that's, it would be able to help them out a lot more. And so I think that's one of the biggest things that I have an issue with when it comes to dealing with the local programs that are provided by the states, by the federal government, and by the counties as well. Again, I apologize for the noise. Did not bring my headphones out on my break right now, so I do apologize. But yeah, so that is one of my issues with the local programs that we have, is that they like to and tend to always look at, give me one moment, always tend to look at the gross pay before taxes, before benefits, before everything's taken out, which sucks and which hurts the participants and the clientele of these programs. And so I just feel like if everybody heard this and everybody just voiced their opinion on about how the calculations should go about, and how, you know, the alloyed cap amount should be increased based off of net pay, you know, if we really voice our opinion about the caps being based off of net pay and the calculations being off net pay enough, I believe that the system will understand, take that into acknowledgement, and finally put that into play. But since nobody is kind of noticing it, or if it is being noticed but it's going under the radar and nobody's talking about it, then obviously, you know, they're just going to keep sliding on through doing what they do. So my point to this little rant is to have others voice their opinions on this program. You know, I do understand some people are scared to, you know, speak up and say certain things, which is completely understandable. Don't use your personal email. Go ahead and go make a free Gmail and just use random names, or, you know, just random words put together. And, you know, just send that email one time and that be it. And, you know, you can always send that email that you have, send it to a friend and have them send it to a friend. And all you guys just create fake emails and constantly have this email being sent over and over again. And, you know, after time, it's going to kick into them that people are noticing this and understanding this. And it's about time that they change the system, because obviously it's not working as much as they think it is. They'll understand that it's working for them in a sense, but to community members that are actually using these benefits and being associated with these programs, it's not helping them. So why not speak up to try to help these people out, to better their life, to get them off the streets, to help them buy a home and not be renters but homeowners instead? Because that's what we need. We need more homeowners. As we have more homeowners, you know, it's going to free up a lot of space. It's going to help with the homeless too as well. But it's also going to help build generational wealth. In a sense that, everybody keeps up with their household and keeps it up to date and keeps all the repairs up to date that are needed and wanted for a home, then, you know, you can always increase the value of your home. But then you also have to think too, like, if you're increasing the value of your home, how much does your home mean to you in all actuality? Because if this home means a lot to you and you have grandkids or you have kids of your own, you know, you can leave this home to them. Keep it up to date, keep it up to par, you know, get everything done that needs to be done. And when time comes, you can sign this on to them so that they have a home to live in. And they don't have to worry about, oh, am I going to make this rent payment? Oh, is my landlord going to kick me out because of this? Or, you know, like situations like COVID, how the housing kind of went crazy. You know, they'll have a steady home and not have to worry about things like that. You know, mortgages paid off, you know, just homeowners insurance and whatever little other bills that come along with it. PG&E, garbage and water, you know, just those little bills, but not have to worry about rent or mortgage or anything like that. So let's keep that in the forefront of our brain and our mind. And let's try to get more homeowners out there. And let's try to get this all started and the ball rolling, man. Otherwise, just want to thank everybody again for listening in, for tuning in. I know this one has been a little wild, a little crazy, trying to get my feet back into the door of doing the podcast again. So I appreciate all the time that you guys took just to listen in on this one. Do apologize for the poorly recorded audio, but I will get back to it when I need, or when I can, and get the headphones in and we'll all be good to go. Otherwise, like I usually say, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to wherever you may be. And thank you all, folks, again for listening. Y'all have a good one.